Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws are the biggest reforms of the 21st century, and the government is trying to make the justice system people-centric and scientific. Addressing the All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah said the government is working to ensure that those seeking justice get timely justice and also the satisfaction of getting justice.
न्याय मांगने वाले को समय पर न्याय मिले और न्याय मिलने की संतुष्टि भी हो इसके लिए भी हम प्रयास करते हैं नरेंद्र मोदी जी अपने नेतृत्व में तीन जो नए कानून लेकर आए हैं वो भारत के नागरिकों द्वारा भारत के नागरिकों के लिए और भारत के नागरिकों के अधिकारों की रक्षा के लिए बनाए गए हैं और मैं मानता हूं ये 21वीं सदी का सबसे बड़ा रिफॉर्म है
The centre has framed draft rules for gas meters under the Legal Metrology General Rules 2011. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said that these rules make it mandatory for all gas meters used for domestic, commercial and industrial purposes to undergo testing, verification and stamping prior to their use in trade and commerce. The re-verification of these gas meters is also prescribed under the rules to ensure their correctness when these are in use. The ministry added that the primary objective of this new rules is to ensure accuracy, transparency and reliability in the measurement of gas. The ministry said that following deliberations, the rules were finalized with a provision for a transitional period to allow industry and implementing authorities to prepare for compliance. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. Reacting to Mehul Choksi's arrest, Minister of State for Finance Kaj Chaudhary said Prime Minister Narendra Modi had already said that the ones who have looted the money of the poor will have to return it. National Fire Service Day is being observed across the country. The day honours the courage, dedication and sacrifices made by firefighters and fire service personnel. It is a day to spread awareness about fire safety and prevention and to remember the brave souls who lost their lives in the line of duty. Observed annually from April 14th to 20th across India, the week aims to raise public awareness about fire prevention. The commemoration parade will also honour the 66 firefighters who perished in the 1944 explosion at Victoria Dock, Mumbai, and observed 1 minute silent prayer in remembrance to the martyrs of the fire service personnel in the country. This year's theme is Unite to Ignite a Fire Safe India. Nagaland Fire and Emergency Services has joined the rest of the country in observing National Fire Service Week across various districts of the state, conducting a series of awareness and community engagement activities. As part of the observance, fire personnel from the Kifire Fire Station will kick off the week with a cleanliness drive in the main town, followed by a fire evacuation drill at Zisaji Presidency College and a live fire safety demonstration at Deluxe Point on the 17th of this month. In sports news, Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar yesterday unveiled the mascot and logo of Khelo India Youth Games 2025 in Patna. The games will be held in different cities of Bihar from 4th to 15th of next month. The mascot of games is Gach Shimha, which symbolizes the power of elephant and heart of lion. The logo of the games has been inspired from the rich cultural heritage of Bihar. Talking to Akashwani News, Director General of Bihar State Sports Authority, Ravindran Shankaran, said over 8,500 players will take part in the games in different disciplines.
ये खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स ये सातवां एडिशन मेजबानी करने का अवसर बिहार सरकार को मिला है नेशनल गेम्स के बाद देश का सबसे बड़ा गेम्स के बाद देश का सबसे बड़ा कार्यक्रम खेल का यही है और 8,500 एथलीट्स पूरा देश से आके शामिल हो रहे हैं और 1,500 टेक्निकल ऑफिशियल्स तो लगभग 10,000 लोग इसमें शामिल हो रहे हैं
And Nagaland Football Association, NFA, has expressed pride and contentment at the successful completion of the first edition of the Nagaland Super League, NSL, 2024-25 season. Marking a historic milestone for football in the state, the NFA celebrated the grand success of the league with all stakeholders, partners and football enthusiasts who contributed to making the event a reality. The NFA also thanked the government of Nagaland, led by Chief Minister Nipu Rio, for recognizing the league's significance and providing unwavering support, which was instrumental in turning the NSL vision into reality. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.